You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another week. It's me, your host, Daniel, always on, 2 to 3 on Fridays. Feeling a bit inspired this week, so I think I got a really good set for you. To start us off, we got some Rosalia, nice little remix of her song Apale by Joseph Epelstein. Was Apale, a remix of the Rosalia song by Joseph Epelstein. Honestly, such a banger. Have had it stuck in my head since the day I heard it. Big fan of Joseph Epelstein and all the other work that he's done, especially with The Weeknd. Everybody out there, I hope you listen to The Weeknd. We're going to keep with the Rosalia remix vibe, and we got one here by Martin Booty Spoon. This is Steamy Rosalia.
Oh, Salva me, Ade Alba, Dere Brava, Sede Charlie, Angelada, Crash, Lady D, llévame, hijo de aquí. Keep it cool, my little keep it cool. Cause you know how to pick up yours, keep it cool. My little keep it cool. Cause you know how to pick up yours.
That was KLK by Arca and Rosalia. I hope you understand now what I mean by inspired. I truly just mean that I'm addicted to Rosalia and can't stop listening to her. Been listening to her for hours, days, years at this point, yeah. And just can't get her out of my head, so I could definitely go on with that for hours, but I'm going to give it a bit of a switch up here. This is JP Meldrum, Hack Me, the Chris Stander remix. That was Hack Me, the Chris Stander remix of the JP Meldrum song. Next up, we got a song for you. It's one of my favorites, one I've come around to recently again from an extremely intimate album. This is It's Not Up to You by Bjork.
Thank you.
That again was It's Not Up to You by Bjork off her fourth album, Vespertine. If you love that, definitely check out the rest of the record. It's equally as intimate, equally as textured, all the way down to the little found sounds as drumming, which interestingly enough, many people credit Matmos for. Bjork herself has said that she did about 80% of the album, and they really just came in and did some superficial things on the top. So, can credit Bjork with that one. Now, got a little promo for you, then straight back to the music.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. That's just my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Make sure to check that show out. I know I'm going to be. I'm attempting to become a metalhead, although I'm so unfamiliar, I'm still trying to separate all the genres. Next up, we're going to stick with what I know, some electronic music. This is Blank Banshee's Teen Pregnancy. If you love that, I got some great news for you. Blank Banshee, who is in fact a Canadian artist, I found this out recently, is going to be at Fortune Sound Club on October 3rd. That's a Tuesday night. Make sure. Opening day for the tour of his new album, 4D. I know I'm going to be there. If you hear me, see me, come say hi. Next up, we got out of Hailing Out of Australia, the band Divide and Dissolve, the song Derail. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
That was M.I.A. Born Free. Now that song stuck in my head for two reasons this week. One, because of that mighty sample of Suicide right there. And second, because I saw it in a movie recently. I don't know if any of you had the chance to see it. Came out last year, I believe. The movie's called Triangle of Sadness. They opened the movie with that. It's a laugh riot. I definitely recommend it if you have the time.